say he has a peach.
Peachy. Peach grow, I guess. I'm not that familiar with peach trees in this part of the country.
Any other thing besides grove you could call that?
Orchard.
And you might ask somebody if that's his orchard. He'd say, no, I'm just a neighbor. He'd point to someone else and say, he's the man.
He's the man you have to see.
Okay. Because he's the man
that owns the orchard.
Okay. And what would you call whiskey that's made illegally out in the woods or something?
Well, I might call it moonshine. That's what we always call it. What little we made.
How do you make moonshine?
Well, there again, you know, being a kid, I didn't know everything. But it's made from corn mash. And sugar. You know, which you can't get now. So I guess that cuts down on our moonshine.
You had relatives that made it?
Well, maybe I better not tell you everything. But I know a little about moonshining and bootlegging.
When you talk about moonshine, do you just mean any illegal whiskey? Or is it good quality or poor quality? Or just what is
moonshining can be good or bad. If you got moonshine whiskey, and mine was the best, and of course mine sold. The other man's didn't, if it wasn't as good or up to par.
What would you call moonshine whiskey that's just real bad stuff? I mean, that might be dangerous.
We didn't know any danger in whiskey, moonshine. It was either good or bad.
Well, did you ever hear any other names for moonshine?
Just bad liquor. Other than white lightning, I mean,
what's white lightning?
Well, we not white lightning, that's just a name they use for whiskey, period. You know, moonshine.
Moonshine and white lightning are the same thing?
Right, well, basically, yeah. Made the same way. It's white lightning is supposed to be a little more alcohol, maybe we'll say, or you can get a little drunker a little faster than the good stuff. The good stuff, when you say good stuff and bad stuff, good stuff is stronger, and you can get drunker faster, but at the same time, it tastes better. Of course, I can't drink it, and you can't find it anymore around. Well, you can still find it
out in the country.
Yeah, here and there, but not like you used to. No.
It was pretty common back when you were growing up.
Oh yeah, real common. That was about the extent of your drinking.
How would people sell it?
You mean how would it sell it? Quantities or?
No, I mean how, like say if someone had wanted to buy some, would?
Well, usually you never did know exactly. A lot of you people didn't know exactly where it come from, and it was the best. And then there was a few people that knew exactly who made it. But they, again, wouldn't tell on account of the government or what have you. And then they gets to the bootlegging part.